Seth's descendants settle for less than God's plan, February 2. To Seth also a son was born, and he named him Enosh. At that time people began to invoke the name of the Lord. NRSV. After the translation of Enoch to heaven, the sons of men that were set against the worship of God were drawing away the sons of God. There were two parties in the world then, and there always will be. The worshippers of God called themselves the sons of God. The descendants of Seth went up into the mountains and there made themselves homes separate from the sons of Cain. Here in their mountainous homes they thought to preserve themselves from the prevailing wickedness and idolatry of the descendants of Cain. But after the exhortations and the influence of Enoch were removed from them, they commenced to unite with the descendants of Cain. Here I wish to impress upon your minds that there are always two parties, those who stand as faithful sentinels for God, and those who are against God. God has a test and a trial for every living soul upon the face of the earth. There are always witnesses standing faithful to God, as representatives of God's righteousness, and those who are opposed to God, representatives of the government of Satan. It is the privilege of all who witness these two parties to choose which party they will be in. The descendants of Seth might have preserved their integrity before God, and they might have exerted a saving influence upon the inhabitants of the Noahic world, but in place of doing this they began to unite with the universal corruption that was prevailing in the valleys. The Cain worshippers despised everything like the sacrificial offerings that represented the Lamb of God that was to take away the sins of the world. Here we see the two parties standing right out in that degenerate age. It was not all corruption, it was not all fidelity. The law of God was trampled under the feet of the Cain worshippers. They were idolaters, they worshipped the creature instead of the Creator. The descendants of Seth acknowledged the power and government and right of the living God to govern. God had borne with the perversity and iniquity of that long-lived race until he declared that he would bear with them no longer. He sent his angels to Noah to tell him what his purpose was in regard to the inhabitants of the old world. That faithful preacher of righteousness, Noah, declared the message to the inhabitants that 120 years would be the end of their probation.